and welcome. You are listening to At Home with Ifenu. Here, we'll talk about helping women know and understand their worth, find fulfillment in who they are, and in what they do. Every other week, we'll talk about your identity as a woman, discovering your unique purpose, intentionally raising the next generation, and your influence in homemaking. I am your host, Ifeoma Nneka Omoni.
Hello, 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 and welcome to At Home with Ifeanyi. Can you feel the excitement in my voice today? I have a special VIP in the house. But before we go there, I just want to feel your pulse. How are you doing today? It's a great day with great opportunities. And I say good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever the time it is, wherever you're connecting with us from the world. You are welcome to At Home with Ifeanyi, the podcast that makes you see yourself from God's perspective, that gives you God's original plan and purpose for your life, be you a woman, be you a mother, a wife, whoever you are welcome. And today promises to be very, very rewarding. It's going to be a good time. It's going to be a good day. I want you to take that position where you will not be distracted. If you are driving, please just give us your listening attention. And by the end of this episode, you would really appreciate your tuning in or connecting with us today. So I say thank you for joining us, because if nobody is listening to At Home with Ifeanyi, it will be boring. It would, you know, it will not feel fulfilling. So you are very, very important even to this equation. So you are welcome once again. And like I said earlier, I have a special guest on the show today, so I'm not alone. And before we started this conversation, or we came in together to start this conversation, I was just appreciating how God connected us with. I've been listening to her from a distance for about 9 years. Yes, I moved to the city where she also resides, and being a great lover of the radio, I started wondering, so which station will I be listening to when I get here? And since I tune into that station, everybody in my house knows that that station is my default station. But do you know the interesting thing? I never knew that one day I would connect with her directly. That is how God works, and that's how the world is, and that's why you should not take anything for granted. The people around you are the solution to what you are looking for. What you are looking for is not far from you, if only you pay close attention. So I'd like you to give a warm At Home with Ifeanyi special welcome to our guest, and her name is Swart Dunya Adalumo. You are welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. How are you today?
Oh, I'm fine. It's so good to be here with you. One minute I'm hosting you, and the next you're hosting me. It feels good to be on the guest seat and just relax and be asked the question instead of having to ask the question today.
Swart, I tell you, that job you are doing is not easy, because when I saw the way you, I started appreciating when, you know, when some people will say, but you didn't read my message, you didn't answer my question. I say, you people don't even understand what she's doing there. Trying to handle messages, read them, and even, it's a great thing you are doing, and we appreciate you, and we say thank you for giving us your time, because we know how your schedule could be so busy, but you made it. You made it here today, and we appreciate you. Thank you for being on At Home with Ifeanyi. So before we go into today's conversation, I'd like you to share how you relax as Swart. What does Swart do to relax?
I just like to lie down and just have some quiet and peace. And also, I relax sometimes by reading a book. I just, you know, get a very interesting book and just get lost in the book. you know, especially one that has some interesting storyline or some fact that I'm engrossed in. I also like to watch a lot of movies from time to time if I have enough time. I do that often with my husband. We just get to, you know, do some Netflix and chill. Then also, you know, I always like to catch up with very special friends. I have, over the years, you know, tried to cut down the number of friends I have. So I have a very small circle of friends. And then once in a while, we just relax, hang out, just you know, go to some nice place. Those are some of the things I do. You know, I also like board games a lot. So those are some of the things I do when I have the time to relax.
Okay. Yes. Thank you for sharing your relaxation tips, because we live in a time where people are always saying, I'm busy, busy, busy. You know, even if you have so much work, you must cut out that time to rest, to relax. And I got a quote some time ago, and since I saw that quote, I've not left it. I'm always repeating it, if possible, on my status and saying, rest is not a reward. Rest is a requirement. We need it to continue living. We need it to thrive as people. So thank you for your relaxation tip of, you know, lying down, of watching. I like that part of watching with your husband, because sometimes some people say, I can't watch a movie with my spouse, but, you know, there's it's another way to bond.
You know, like, it's good to marry your friend, because it makes it easy. It makes your home a place that you look forward to coming back, and also it serves as a relaxation ambient. So for me, I think I have a friend at home. When I think about the fact that I have a friend who's waiting for me, who we're able to crack jokes with, play with, and then do the things we love to do together, I think it makes life a lot easier. So and you know, for the longest of time, I've also been an advocate of rest. You know, on my shows, I always, in fact, one of the things I always pass with my listeners is find time to rest. Find time to rest. Because like you said, it's not a reward. You're doing yourself a good favor. You're only helping your health, your mental health, and everything if you rest. Because if you don't do it, it's just a matter of time. You'll break down. And once you break down, all those things that you are busy doing, you'll not have time for them again. So you need your sanity, you need your health, you need your focus right. And the only way to ensure that you keep that right is when you rest, honestly.
So my listeners, we are reminded once again, we need to take our time to rest. I know Swat is always telling us as we are getting to the weekend, she'll say, make sure you rest, so don't go and spend your whole weekend in parties.
Make sure you rest.
Okay, so for our conversation today, our focus is tagged, your mistakes don't define you. Your mistakes don't define you. So what would you say defining one, you know, defining ourselves by our mistakes, what does it really mean to you personally? And why do we often define ourselves or people based on mistakes that have been made?
So why do we define ourselves by the mistake? I think that's one of the biggest mistakes, to define yourself by your mistake. It's one of the sorest mistakes that you make in your life, to define yourself by your mistakes. I don't know why people do that, but I think it's just tied to humanity or human nature, in the sense that human, you know, I read about the research and how people are very focused on negatives, things that are tilted to the negative. I think there's an inclination in human to, you know, always want to see themselves from that perspective or focus more on that. You know, the story goes of a professor who comes in and gives a white paper and puts a dot in the middle of the paper, and then he asks his students what they see on the paper, and I think all of them pointed out to the dots in the middle of the paper, forgetting that about 99% of the paper was white, but everybody saw that one black dot that he put there. So I think by default, human beings tend to be focused on the things they have not done, on the things that are not right. Maybe for some people, it gives them a sense of, you know, humility. You know, I think it makes them feel as if they are humble people, they are good people, if they keep talking about the mistakes they've made, so that people will not say, I'm a proud person, humble yourself, etc. Which is, for me, the biggest mistake. Do you understand? I think it takes a lot of training of the mind and on learning all the things that society, your parents, and whoever it is have placed in you. Because you find out that, especially in the Nigerian society, your parents, or from the home front, you... Often, your parents will always chide you on what you've not done right. You've not washed the plate. You are the other person's child is even better. They do this better than you. You understand? So most of the time you find people moving up to become accustomed to the fact that they are no good. All because it's being harped over and over to them that they are not just doing the right thing. So some people refuse to unlearn that and allow that to define their life. So that's why you find a lot of people remain within that zone, because you have been programmed by reason of your upbringing, by reason of society, you know, apart from the family, you come out in community. And if there's a mistake, say, no, be that family, their papa not like this, their mama not like this. Do you understand? So we come from a society that is always focused and harping and enlarging things. Because it gives them a sense of, moral justification. A lot of people who point accusing fingers feel that it makes them feel better when they point at your wrongs. And then for you, it makes you feel like you are humble if you accept the fact that, after all, I'm not perfect. I have messed up. I am no good. I used to come last. I don't even know how to do this. I used to fail my exams and stuff like that. That's why you see a society driven by this sort of mind. That I don't know where we got it from, but I think it's inherent in the sort of culture we operate. And so that, I think, is the reason why people do that. Please, what's the second question again?
Okay, I said, I said, how is it that we what will you say defining ourselves? What does it mean to define yourself by your mistake? That was how I started.
Okay, yes, to that, if you define yourself, then that means you've limited yourself. Do you understand? You have pulled yourself up in a place, and the tendency for you to spread your wings and fly and attain the full potential that God has deposited in you will be very minimal if you keep defining yourself by your mistake. I think it's very deliberate. God has given us the power of choice. And by our nature, we are not imperfect, or that means we're fallible people. So mistakes forms of God's plan for us, so that we can learn from that. And mistakes are meant to make us better human beings. But like I said at the beginning, the greatest mistake a man or woman will make is to define themselves by their mistake. So that means you've already sentenced yourself to this tiny space where you are unable to go beyond that, since you see yourself in the confines or within the coloration of the mistakes that you have done in life. So it will go a long way at impeding your growth. You become stunted, you become, and once you do not grow, you know, part of the biology we did, characteristics of living thing, one of the things is growth. So if you do not grow, you will die. You will die. You will not need to achieve or attain the fullness of all that God has unleashed into you as a person. So that's the danger of defining yourself by.
Wow. Mistakes are not to limit us. Mistakes are not to mar us, but to make us. That was what Swat just shared. Swat, is there any example of, you know, a personal story of yours that, you know, you made a mistake, and instead of allowing yourself to, you know, drown in it and, you know, allow maybe self-pity or whatever, how did you grow from any mistake you could share with us, so that people will know that, oh, this is not just Swat telling us a textbook or one book, since Swat likes reading. Maybe she's just telling us that you should better not limit yourself by your mistakes. Is there any specific story you could share how you grew out of a mistake that you made? Because all of us make mistakes.
all of us, in fact, I'm one person, I'm a candidate of some of the greatest mistakes, you know, in this life. My mistakes are so uncountable, I'm wondering what even experience I should share. But let me just pick out one of the numerous mistakes I've made in my life. It stems from my relationship, let me put it that way. You know how you are done with school and then you start a relationship as a teenager and all of that. I think my greatest mistake is investing so much time in one relationship for a long time. I'm not proud to say, but I've been in a relationship for over 10 years in my life. And when I look at it now, I see it as one of the greatest I made in my life. Because I met this guy while I just finished out of secondary school. You know, all through my parents helping concentrate on yourself. So I stayed away from anything, relationship and stuff like that. But just shortly while I was waiting for admission and stuff like that, you know, I came across a guy and we started dating. And, you know, I dated this guy until after my law school. So all through university, all through... Yes! So when I look at it now, one of the things that I would talk with my daughter and tell her, you know what, don't give it so much time, don't give it so much energy to something that is not fine. So I gave it a whole lot of my time. Right now, looking back, I'm sure that it could have been different. Honestly, it's one thing I consider a very big mistake that I made in my life. A lot of people try to talk me out of it, but you know how you're young and you're so in love and you just feel every other person is hating on you and you trust that it would turn out right. But hey, it didn't turn out right at the end of it. So yeah, I think I would just pick out of that. So many mistakes I've made as investing a whole lot of my time that I could have put into meaningful things in my life. And that's not to say that I didn't gain things, or I cannot look back and say, well, I learned this and I learned that. But for me, I consider it a mistake, honestly.
No, I get what you're saying. Like, we learn from our mistakes. And if we want to live a life where, you know, you become so careful that you don't want to, not that you deliberately make the mistake, but you are going to learn from the mistakes. If we don't learn from it, then it means we are not being authentic. It means we are not being true to ourselves. And just like you have said, the mistakes we have learned from, those coming behind us are going to learn from them. That's just it. So thank you for being vulnerable to share. And I'm sure someone would learn that what I got from there is, don't waste time or don't invest so much time in something that we are not really ready for. Because from what Swa just shared with us, as at the time she started this relationship, it wasn't going to end, you know, in marriage, being a teenager. And maybe, you know, how as a teenager, emotions and, you know, everything is just, you're just feeling I've forgotten what my children call it. Who is this? The person I've forgotten. There's a word my children use, you know. Who is your crush and all those? Yes. But as you get older, you just find out that what were you really thinking about?
Like my parents call me people who were like, you know, guardians, people who had my interests and talked to me and were like, where is this whole thing leading to? But you know, you have dreams. You get to hear about marriage back then, and you just feel, it's a matter of time, things will just turn out so well and you guys are going to get married. And yes, at some point in time we started talking married. We're married when we got to a stage where we felt, okay, we're coming of age. But honestly, if I had to live my life again, I would not do that. I would really not.
There are many instances like that.
Very intense relationship at that age. I had no business, you know, as at then. Maybe into my university, yes, I understand. Maybe if I get into 200-300 level, because you know, in Africa, they always tell you as a girl, blah 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 blah. But I mean, for me, and I. A lot of holes of things that should have made me to even break off, but I kept on staying and staying and staying. That for me, I wonder why I did that.
It's part of the maturity now. As in you now that you look at it, you wonder that what were you really thinking about? But okay, we move on and life continues. Thank God at least that relationship is a reality. You're married now, and I'm so happy to hear that you're married to your friend, which is very important. So I'm sure you'd share that story with the younger ones coming behind. And when they see that they can connect with your experience, it will help them make wise choice of using their time properly. Okay, so to our next question. Yeah. So I want to ask, if we say our mistakes don't define us, if we say it has negative effects that can even affect us as adults, so how do we now deal with people that we have had experiences with, you know, as in maybe somebody has continuously taken advantage of you, maybe in terms of not telling you the truth about a particular issue in their life, and you now find out that every time they are telling you one story or the other, and at the end of the day, you find out that these people are not being true. They are not being true to themselves, they are not being open and sincere. How do you advise us as listeners and anyone that comes in contact with this episode to know how to deal with people so that we don't fall into that mindset of saying, oh, you are always not telling the truth, you know, because you've seen that the person. So where do we draw the line in relating with that person, not to fall into defining them by their mistakes? I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. How do we now deal with such people?
Let me see if I get your question right. How do we deal with people who are always, speaking from a perspective that, like, okay, come again?
Maybe they keep doing that negative thing. Maybe they keep lying to you, or they keep, they are not straightforward. They are always telling you stories, and then by the time you investigate, you find out that they were not telling you the truth. So that reoccurrence has a way of making us define such people by their mistakes. So how do we deal with? Yes.
So first of all, a mistake, right, for me is a slip. Mm. It's not something you set out to do, but circumstances and situation causes you to slip because of your fallibility as a person. Okay, so that for me is mistake, and it's forgivable. And every human, there is no human that does not make mistakes. The only person, you know, is God, who cannot make mistakes. Now, in a situation where people keep lying, someone keeps lying and lying and lying, you know, it shows that that's not a mistake anymore, because a mistake comes or happens once in a while, and that can be forgiven because of the fact that people can't help it. But then you meet someone and the person keeps repeating. Now, repetition is a red flag. It just signifies that this person sets out deliberately to do this thing with an intent to deceive.
Yes.
So I don't see people like that as people I need to relate with. I need to relate with in terms of the way they carry on. If they keep doing it, for me, it's a red flag, and I think it's time to move away from them so that it will help me not to judge them, because you can't help it. I mean, you do this thing today, run to honesty. It's okay, once in a while we lie, maybe because we want to protect ourselves, we want to protect people we love. But for me, repetition, repetitive qualities in someone indicates that a person is not serious. People who keep on repeating patterns, for me, it's no longer you judging them, but they have already judged themselves, because they've defined the type of people they are by repeating, you know, by repeating this sort of thing. And I think the best way to deal with people like that, especially people who lie, you know, is to just move away from them, because they have shown that they are incapable of being honest and upright. So it's no longer a matter of judging them, but calling a spade a spade. Do you understand? There's a difference between someone making a slip or having something that they've done that they are remorseful about, it that they did not intend to, and you are privy to it, and then you use that against them. That would be very cruel. But for people especially who keep lying is something that I don't really know, you know, how to handle. So away from people like that, so that if you think you're judged, it will make you to judge them, then by all means, please move away from people like that. Because the truth is, it will get to the point where you need honesty as a matter of life and death, and they will tell you the truth, and you might lose your life. So you can't trust people like that. You can't trust people like that.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's...
So Swat is encouraging us to walk in wisdom with repetitive. I remember she said, when an action is repeated over and over again, then that is not a mistake. That one is another complete different issue. So for the next question, how can we learn to forgive ourselves for our past mistakes? Like I said earlier, sometimes we dwell in self-pity. Can you give us two ways we can walk on the path of forgiving ourselves so that we don't limit ourselves or define ourselves by our mistakes? How can people learn to forgive themselves so that they are not on that guilt trip?
Yeah. You have to talk to yourself, or you have to see yourself in the light of... So first of all, let me state it here. I'm a Christian, and most of my life views are gotten from, you know, my perspective as a child of God, you know, my perspective from the Word of God. So I would have to check that in, and you have to forgive me for people who
there's
probably don't
no,
have the same
belief system. There's no need to forgive. That's what At Home with Ifeanyi is.
No, I know some people will take offense. So we all speak from our own different opinions and perspective. And by what I'm defined, I'm a child of God. Now, I have, you know, I told you one of my mistakes. Now, like I said earlier on, I made a lot of mistakes. The mistakes or the errors I made will come haunting me. But over time, I've come into a personal relationship with God. And how I have maintained or sustained that relationship is by time in prayer and also reading the Word of God. That mirror of who I am. It's God's love letter to me. It's God speaking to me about who I am. You understand? So that's one of the ways I've learned to forgive myself and to move on from those things that I did in the past. I'm not talking even specifically to the mistake I shared with you. There are deeper ones that maybe in our personal talk I would share with you someday. But there have been ones that have come to haunt me, nearly wanted to destroy or ruin my life. But by understanding who God says I am, or listening to Him speak to me daily through Spirit that lives within me, I have come to realize that, look, I'm not defined by those things. Those are the lies of Satan. You know, a trap to want to keep me bound by my past. Everybody has a past. And if you go through the Bible, for example, some of the greatest men that God used. Let's talk about Paul, for example. He was someone who persecuted the church, who killed. He was a murderer by standard, and was a misfit into the ideal, in quote, Christian, you know, circle as a dead. But what did God do? He called him and wiped away his sin. He forgave him. And at the end of the day, he's one of the greatest apostles, you know, that we have. That's because he was someone who allowed God to walk in him and did not allow his past to define him. So that's one way. Do not allow your defining. Ask God, come before God and tell him that, okay, this is how I feel, but I need you to help me, you know, because over time, God has given me relevant passages in the Bible. And when I pray, I listen to him speak to me. He speaks to me of his love. Everything is from a perspective of love. So right now, it's a lie, or whether it's a person or Satan trying to whisper in my ears. I must tell you, you lie. I have passed that level of getting, you know, all swayed up by what God says. I know what God says and who he says I am. I know what his word speaks to me. I know I hear his voice for myself every day. And so I have forgiven myself a time ago. And what I'm forging is, you know, the mark that is ahead, or the goal that is ahead for me. Every day I keep pressing forward. And it doesn't matter the fact that I still fall from time to time, but I know who I am. So I would encourage people, especially people who are Christians or people who desire to know who God is, that he has a true nation, because he said somewhere in the book of Jeremiah, before you were born, I know, or I knew you. So God is the one who created you. Your idea, your formation, your development process, your journey so far, it's all an idea of God. So if you need to know who you are and you know, who you ought to be, then come to God and you would get a true definition of yourself. So that way you will not be weighed down by what you've done, knowing fully well that it's a process that you've had to go through. And I think for me, basically, that's just the thing that keeps me going. That's the thing that keeps me going.
Wow. Thank you so much, Swat, for being vulnerable. And my highlights or takeaway from what you just said about how can we learn to forgive ourselves from our past mistakes, ask God for help. You know, some of us, we just feel there's no need to even ask. No, ask, be vulnerable before Him. You need that relationship with Him. And Joseph said, if you know who you are in Him, then you will not allow your mistakes to define you. Thank you. Okay, thank you so much, Swat, for that tip on forgiving ourselves. So it's now that special time when I give my guests the room to talk about themselves, their online presence, share your social media handles, because I want all my guests to have connection with my listeners, you know. So if you have anything you want my listeners to know about you and how they can connect with you, and if Swat doesn't mind, she's a big host in one of the top radio stations in Nigeria and the world. Yes, we need to celebrate what we have. She's an on-air personality, VIP. So please, let's listen to Swat as she tells us more about herself and her online presence and what she does. Thank you.
Okay, so yes, you guys, as you've heard, my name is Swadunia Adalumo. I am a lawyer by training. I finished from Ahmadu Bello University, Zaria. I went to law school in Lagos. And okay, but even before I went to study law to radio that I used to have and all that, and so I used to go watch them and I asked that I'd be allowed to learn. And well, from there, the rest they say is history. So presently, I'm a media practitioner, I'm a broadcast journalist and a comic. And my show is The Sunny Side, about 15 to about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, where I get to explore a whole lot, you know, in politics, governance, and trending issues. Also, on Instagram, I am swat.moi with double I. That is swat, S-W-A-T dot M-O-I-I. You can follow me on my Instagram page. On Twitter, or X, is swat_moi. That is swat_MOII. On Facebook, I'm Swat Dunia. Dunia is spelled D-U-N-I-A-H. Then Adalumo, you know, with a hyphen, Adalumo, A-D-A-L-U-M-O. And then also, I'm on TikTok, but I'm not so active on TikTok. So I don't know. Maybe I'll try very hard to get more active on TikTok. I'm also on LinkedIn. You know, okay. You can just check me out on Swat Dunia Adalumo on LinkedIn. So those are my social media handles. And I'll be glad if you can give me a follow. And let's just get to, you know, follow each other and interact more on social media. Thank you, Swat.
And what would be your closing, you know, tips or your advice for us to be able to cope with, no matter what the challenges we are going through at this time globally? People are going through different things, people are making mistakes financially, people are making mistakes in their relationships. Yes, this is At Home with Ifeanyi. People are making mistakes in the way they raise their children. I remember when you talked at the beginning how parents growing up, our parents, you know, continue to define us by the mistakes we made at home. So what would be your parting words to whoever is listening? How can we grow from our mistakes rather than defining ourselves by our mistakes?
So you have to discover who you are and who God says you are. Like I said earlier on, you know, I have come to the place where I've discovered God, or I have come to know God in part, because we can never know Him fully. But once you know who God is and what He says, then you'll discover yourself, because you are His idea. You are His creature. You are His creation. Let me put it, you're part of His creation. You are made in His own image. And so the way you ought to function, what you ought to do with your life, how you need to serve your purpose here on earth, how to relate with people, how to grow a family, how to do everything. You cannot find it elsewhere outside of God, you know, because once you buy a car, you don't just jump in and start driving. You have to understand the workings of the car via the manufacturer's eye, and that is through the manual, or you know, you get to learn things, watch YouTube videos, and know how that car functions and what are the peculiarities of the car, and then you're able to get drawn to it, and then you buy it, and then you start using it effectively. And that's the same thing I would tell you. Doesn't matter the mistakes you've made. Your mistakes do not define you. Like I said earlier on in our talk, that mistakes are a part and parcel of every man or woman's life. Now, how do you define a whole life driven by purpose, driven by meaning, by a tiny mistake? It doesn't matter what you've done. I don't care if you've killed a person. I don't care if you've aborted. I don't care if you have swindled or you have even gone and become an armed robber. Or you, I don't think about the worst mistake you've made. As long as you made up your mind that do not want to remain in that zone, God is always able to give you a perspective in the future. And there's never a future without a past. If you find out that most of the people who have made great strides in different areas of their lives, honestly, find out from them, there are people who have made some of the worst mistakes. I read about Aristotle, is it Charles Darwin or something? I hope I got it right, because I've read a lot about some of those ones. But how he was such a child that his teachers gave up on him and said, well, he's a no good. Because he was just not in tune with what was happening. I've read about a couple of people who have made some of the worst mistakes that society have called them misfits. They are no good. They cannot be able to amount to anything. Even Michael Jordan, go and find out about his story and how he turned out to be one of the greatest basketballers of all. These are people who drew. Ben Carson, I think, is also another person, you know. Martin Luther King. All of them had their
issues.
Exactly. Now, by society standard, by people who judge you, you're not going to amount to anything. Now, people do not define you. God defines you. So find out who you are, discover who God is, and begin to listen to him. And you would see a clear-cut picture of where he is taking you to. You know, forgive yourself on a day when you make mistakes. You know, come back to him and tell him, Lord, I know I shouldn't have done this. Because a contrite spirit, God will never reject. As long as you are sorry and you do not want to remain in that zone, there is always a glimmer of hope for you. Your future is bright, because those mistakes, if you use them as tools to learn how to carve your way into the future, then the sky is not even going to be the limit. It's going to just be the starting point for you. So please, define yourself by your mistake. Everybody makes that. Whoever it is that wants to judge you, you know, in the Nigerian parlance, we always say, Nadem, get their mouth. Let them continue. But your greatest revenge life for you to ensure that you're going to make something out of yourself different from what either your family, your naysayers, your critics are saying. Become a successful person, because everybody has been given that potential, unless of course you don't want to. So don't be defined by those mistakes. Look to them, learn from them, and keep moving.
Thank you so much, Swat. Keep moving. Don't look at the mistakes, grow from them, learn from them. And her highlight was, you are defined by your creator. You are defined by God, not by what your parents say that's a negative, not by what your friends say, not by what people say. I usually say that people will always say something. Even when you do good, they will say something. When you make mistakes, people must talk. And many times, the same people that, you know, said negative things to you when you made a mistake, when they see you succeeding, like Swata said, live that life to be successful. Your naysayers will become your praise, your cheerleaders, and those that are praising you. So thank you for encouraging us, encouraging everyone out there that might be dwelling in their mistakes and feeling that life has ended. No. Pick yourself up. Even the word of God says, a righteous man will fall 7 times and he will continually rise. You keep standing up and pushing through and becoming the best version of yourself. Thank you, Swat. And we look forward to more of you. We know that you are a very busy person, but thank you for your time and God bless you. Thanks for joining us this week on At Home with Ifenu. Check us out on Instagram at Ifeno17. As always, subscribe to the show to catch every new episode and leave us a review so we can continue to bring you fresh content.
See you next in 2 weeks' time.